This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Morning Conversation, a presentation of Concrete Builder Supply. John Myers is the Environmental Health and Safety Director for Roseburg Forest Products. John, good morning.
Morning.
So how long have you been in that role at Roseburg?
Yeah, about 5 years now.
So explain to folks, first of all, what is an Environmental Health and Safety Director? What kind of work are you involved in with RFP?
Sure. So overall, I get to work with our safety and our environmental staff, as well as workers' compensation. So really, my role and the role of our safety and environmental staff is maintaining environmental compliance is a big piece on the environmental side. We have to maintain our permits and make sure that we're operating responsibly, you know, in terms of not polluting air and water, and that we're taking care of our facilities and all of our locations. And there's a lot of DEQ and EPA regulations that we have to make sure that we're meeting all those on the environmental side. Safety side is making sure that we're protecting the health and safety of all of our staff. Obviously, there's a lot of regulations around that, primarily from, you know, OSHA. So we have to make sure that we are in compliance with those. And really, we push to go far beyond base regulation requirements. Every single day, we're working to make sure we're keeping all of our team members safe and that we're keeping them healthy and making sure they're all returning back to their homes each day. So we have a lot of efforts that are ongoing, you know, every day. And right now, obviously, a lot of those efforts are focused on the health side, protecting our team members from the COVID, you know, pandemic. So our safety staff are greatly involved with that effort in terms of, you know, sanitation and monitoring and putting in response plans at the facilities, but really working with all of our team members. So we get to put together a lot of the tools and the plans and the resources, and then we get to partner with really all the rest of our teams and executing that, working with our operations staff, our forestry, our resources staff, sales and marketing, but making sure that we're all communicating what hazards are out there and what we're doing to deal with those. And then, you know, if we do have a situation where someone is injured in some way, obviously we have a responsibility to take care of those team members and get them cared for. And that's also kind of the workers' compensation piece, where we're making sure that we're providing that health care and that recovery to someone in one of those situations.
It sounds like very interesting work, and particularly in these times. Originally, you were going to be part of our conversation with State Senator Dallas Hurd the other day. We had technical glitch on our conferencing system, and so that didn't take place. But specifically with the current situation, what are some of the things that you've had to maybe alter, change, add to in terms of keeping a safer environment?
Yeah, it's been interesting. I mean, it's been a change for all of us. Obviously, our personal lives and our work lives have changed immensely. And so what we've had to do is really, you know, change our protocols, you know, from a lot of our team members. We have a lot of team members that are working from home now, working remote, wherever possible. We've been able to implement that. And, you know, transitioned really from just primarily looking at the different safety hazards that we deal with on a day-to-day basis and really focusing on the health aspect. You know, so back in the beginning of March, when this started really rolling out, you know, we did have to develop a company-wide response program of how are we going to deal with this COVID pandemic that was just starting to become visible to all of us. And so we did put together really a comprehensive plan. And a lot of those aspects were implementing the social distancing. So as we look at our facilities and the jobs that all of our team members are doing, is how do we start separating people and getting that 6 feet of distancing while people are working in our plants and doing their various roles. So that's been a lot of it, is getting those social distancing measures in place. In some places, we've put barriers or kind of those sneeze guards that you'd see at a store, for example, you know, getting those sorts of things erected between team members, changing schedules, you know, so minimizing the amount of people that are in one space at any given time. So changing our lunchrooms and, you know, adding tents outside of our facilities where people can spread out more and even eat lunch, but maintain that social distancing. And looking at our crew schedules, you know, when shifts are starting and when they're stopping, and trying to modify that so we don't have people congregating at time clocks to punch in or punch out. And then doing a lot of engineering controls and measures to keep people separated. And so things have progressed. You know, we had the kind of the original plan where we were looking at those social distancing. We implemented a lot of sanitation. So we have crews going through and sanitizing all of our workstations multiple times a day. We have team members, we're providing them all the PPE as well as sanitation supplies in order to clean their workstations and clean any kind of common areas that could be touched by people. You know, we've even gone to the level of installing, new door handles in all of our doors where people can use their foot in order to open or close a door rather than having to reach out and even grab a door handle. So really looking at all those aspects of how we can minimize surfaces being touched and how we can minimize, spread that way. And then through the respiratory, the droplets that we all hear a lot about is really that social distancing piece. And one of the newer aspects of that was implementing the face coverings. So we've jumped on that, with the CDC recommendations and guidance. We put together a voluntary use face covering policy for the company, and we've actually been going out and procuring really the two-ply or the two-layer face coverings for all of our staff. And so we've been able to do that locally. We've gone to a lot of seamstresses and alteration shops around the Roseburg area, here in Oregon, and source those locally. So we've been working to get, two in for every team member so that way they can wear those while they're performing their job and minimize that potential of coughing or that droplet spread. So far that's worked really well, but really on a daily and a weekly basis, we've had to modify our plans and keep looking at new recommendations coming out and seeing how we can implement those and make those work within our facilities.
I think it would be especially interesting there where you have the mill facilities, you have office facilities, you have, areas that are very different from each other, whereas maybe a regular company, a store, an office or whatever, you have kind of one environment that is fairly similar. There you're dealing with a lot of varieties that need different approaches.
Yeah, absolutely. And something that we've implemented that worked really well is what we call cross-functional teams. So we've implemented kind of company-wide process, and we have multiple reports that come out daily where we're tracking, really any concern, any case from all over across our company. We're located in a lot of states outside of Oregon as well. We've got about just under 4,000 team members across the U.S. and Canada. So we're actively monitoring for every single facility, what's working, what's going on at each location. And it is greatly different when you look at our Springfield office. Pretty much all the staff is working remotely and from home now. But, where you have the manufacturing operations, our staff is still in the plants and they're operating safely and healthy, but it's a very different protocol. So we've had to implement very different controls. And something that we've done is also set up what we call cross-functional teams. So for every one of our operating locations, they actually have a team for that location. And that team is looking at pretty much what they need to implement at that location based off of their hazards. So we have operators and team members that are part of that team, as well as management staff. And so they're looking at employee concerns, other ideas that people have that they are sharing, and basically what can we implement specific to that individual location in order to meet any concerns or needs people have. And so that's worked really, really well. Just some numbers, we've got about 2,200 employees just in the Oregon area across our facilities. And so far we have not had a single positive COVID case. So company-wide, we've got just under 4,000 employees, and we've only experienced one actual positive case out of one of our southern facilities. But we're tracking everything. So, daily we're tracking who has come into contact with a friend or family member that might have a connection. And so we've actually been tracking about 101 total cases where people have come to us and kind of self-reported, hey, they may be compromised or they may have come into contact with somebody that is being tested or has cold or COVID-like symptoms. And so they're coming forward and telling us about that. And we're voluntarily, keeping those people out of the job for the recommended amount of time, whether it's 72 hours or 14 days if they're going to self-quarantine. And really working hard to not end up with a spread situation where we're putting the rest of our team members at risk. And so that's just something worth people knowing about is, that we've gone to that extent and it's really worked well. Out of those 101 cases that we've tracked, We've closed 86 of those. We've gotten actually 30 negative COVID test results back. And like I said, we've only actually had one actual positive case with any team member out of the company, and so far none out of Oregon. So I think that's a testament to all of our team members who are actively coming forward and saying, hey, I've got a concern, or I've got some symptoms. And then they are able to work with our managers and our HR staff in order to try to get them the leave and take care of them from a pay standpoint and make sure that they're healthy and get them back in the workforce where we're able to maintain everybody else working. So we're pretty happy about that. You know, we want to keep our team members healthy and safe, and we want to keep everybody working. You know, right now we're seeing more and more businesses closed, and obviously it's best for all of us in order to be able to keep working, but making sure that we're doing so in a healthy and safe manner.
Well, very interesting to look at the business community response to COVID-19. John Myers, Environmental Health and Safety Director for Roseburg Forest Products, out of time for now. But John, thanks for sharing the information. Thanks for being on with us this morning.
Great. Thank you, Kyle.
8:43 at News Radio 1240 KQEN.